This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. This is hour number two, 407. West Coast time, 7:07 East Coast time, 6:07 Central time of the Wayne Allyn Root Show, raw and unfiltered. The Root is on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas and broadcast all over this great country, syndicated nationally by USA Radio Network. So there's an Australia mining magnate. I suppose he's a billionaire or close to it. His name is Clive Palmer, and it just sounds like everything I've heard from every friend I've got in the United States. On February 27th, he was rushed to the hospital in Queensland, Australia, having trouble breathing, brought on by a COVID infection, and he's famously unvaccinated. He was diagnosed with double pneumonia at Pindara Private Hospital, and they said, you've got to go on a ventilator. And he said, nope, and he opted to return home and talk to U.S. medical specialists via Zoom. And these specialists placed them on an American trial of experimental drugs, including, guess what, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And it doesn't say it here, but I'll bet you any amount of money, he got mega doses of intravenous vitamin C and vitamin D3 and zinc and quercetin and Z-Pak, the antibiotic. But both hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin are not approved by Australian regulators. What a surprise. Just like in America, they let everybody die on the ventilator. And they've been subject of controversy in the Australian medical community. Palmer was treated with the steroid dexamethasone, if I'm pronouncing that right, to keep his lungs operational throughout the pneumonia infection. The trial therapy was organized by Palmer's management. Among those contacted in the U.S. was Professor Thomas Barodi, who's known as an advocate of ivermectin. And this guy Palmer said, I would have died otherwise without a doubt. I've been told without the antiviral intervention on that Sunday night, I would have likely been dead within 5 hours. He said, praising his U.S. specialists, several of whom were involved in treating former U.S. President Donald Trump. Interesting. The U.S. specialist strongly advised against using a ventilator, opting for the antiviral drug course instead. I had faith in the U.S. doctors, Palmer said. I'd not been critical of the Pindara people at all. They believed ventilation was necessary, but I had alternative advice, and I stuck with that. I said, that will not be happening, meaning putting me on a ventilator, and I went home. And I started to feel better in 10 hours. This is my experience with ivermectin, and it's everyone's experience with ivermectin, it seems like. Joe Rogan's experience with ivermectin. Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. You feel better in hours. And he says, I'm still not 100%. I get tired pretty easily, but I'm not getting any younger, I suppose. And when I look at the picture, he looks like a 65-year-old man and overweight and very gray. But he has no plans to get vaccinated and remains pro-choice. And he doesn't mean abortion. Pro-choice for the use of the vaccine or not. Pro-choice for the use of ivermectin or not. And then, isn't it funny? It finishes up with this paragraph. Human-specific doses of ivermectin are in widespread use around the world and are considered safe. But currently, most experts, this is an Australian newspaper, currently most experts agree that ivermectin does not combat COVID. Oh, so this guy, who's like the poster child for why you'd be dead with COVID, old man, overweight, probably weak immune system, probably eats a crappy diet. Most Australians do not, you know, it's not like America. America, we've got, you know, nationwide Whole Foods and Sprouts because so many people believe in healthy diet and vitamins. People aren't like that in England or Australia or Canada. Totally different, those countries. And he looks overweight, so you know he doesn't work out. So he was the poster child for how you'd wind up dead on a ventilator. And instead, in 10 hours, he felt much better, and he made a full recovery, other than the fact he feels tired. And it was only a month ago. This is February 27th, it said. That was a month ago. So, of course, he feels tired. No one says that you wouldn't even get tired from getting a bad case of COVID that almost killed you. But, no, COVID, ivermectin doesn't work, except for, you know, this one fat guy and everyone else I know. What a bizarre situation. Here's another important story about COVID. Military doctor says she was ordered to cover up a wave of COVID vaccine injuries in servicemen. Dr. Teresa Long, a medical officer with the United States military, has testified in court that she was ordered by a superior to suppress COVID vaccine injuries following the Biden regime's mandate. Long and two other medical professionals observed a spike in cancer cases, neurological disorders, and miscarriages immediately after Biden's jab mandate was enacted. But they were told to keep this damning information under wraps. The other two supported Long in arriving at these findings, Dr. Samuel Sigaloff and Lieutenant Colonel Peter Chambers. They are all being represented by Thomas Renz. There we go. My old friend and a fan of this show and constant guest on this show. A member of the America's Frontline Doctors legal team. I have so many soldiers being destroyed by this vaccine, Long said in court. Not a single member of my senior command has discussed my concerns with me. I have nothing to gain, everything to lose by talking about it. I'm okay with that because I'm watching people get absolutely destroyed. Wow. It's so clear they're wiping out the military. It's so clear. By the way, if young, strong members of the military who are in incredible physical shape. You know, when I talk about the fact that I work out an hour to 90 minutes every single day, but I'm 60 years old. In the military, they might work out 5-6 hours a day of marching with guns and heavy equipment on your back, up hills, down hills, and they're in their 20s. And if these people are sick and dying and dramatic increase in cancer and neurological and heart attacks, can you imagine what it's doing to the rest of the population? Can you even imagine? Wow. And they won't give anyone an exemption. Listen to this one. Out of 3,212 applications in the Marines requesting a religious exemption, 3,212, only two have been accepted. I wonder why those two, by the way. How come they gave it to those two but not the other 3,210? Some 45 Marines were discharged last week after refusing to submit to the experimental injections. In total, there have been 334 discharges over refusal to get jabbed. Listen to what the Marine Corps Commandant says, General David Berger. Another paid-off loser. But again, it's an opinion show. It's my opinion that these people are on the take. Marine Corps Commandant General David Berger parroted Big Pharma's talking points when he was asked why they won't get why those people are being discharged, why they wouldn't get the vaccine. You have to ask each individual Marine their reason why, but I think we're challenged by disinformation that still swirls around about where the genesis, how did this vaccine get approved, is it safe, is it ethical? It all swirls around in the internet, and they see all that they read all about. In other words, the United States Marines and the rest of the armed forces have now turned into a PR wing of Big Pharma. Someone's getting paid millions of dollars to shut up while all the soldiers are being murdered and crippled and disabled for life. And again, I'll stress, you have to ask the question, if young, incredibly fit soldiers are being killed and maimed and disabled for life and crippled for life, what is happening to the general population of the United States who's completely out of shape and most of whom are like look like they're walking heart attacks to begin with? And the answer is they're dying left and right. Dying left and right. One of my great friends in the world, remember I told you I have 12 friends who have died or had massive heart attacks since my wedding, or right about my wedding. It's, I count the month before the wedding, because a couple of people died or had massive heart attacks and didn't come to the wedding. So I count right about the time of the wedding till now. It's 4 months since my wedding, and you count an extra month, 5 months. 5 months, 12 people have died in my life. How's that possible? They're, and by the way, all 12 are vaccinated. And so now you really should count 13. I've only counted friends. But one of my friends, his brother, just retired at the age of, I think, 68 or 70 to a beautiful mansion on a golf course in Arizona, and loves to golf, and he bought a house right on the golf course and was going to golf for the rest of his life. He's, I think he's 70, and he was retiring from a long, tough career, and he was planning to spend the next 15 years or so golfing till you die, right? He never got to golf once. He had three vaccines, two in the booster. And days after the booster, he had a massive stroke. And I checked in 2 weeks later, which was today, with my friend. And he said, Wayne, it got much worse. He had a second stroke, and he's on life support. And the whole family's here because we're saying goodbye to him. Never got one day on the golf course, all after being triple vaccinated. And I asked my buddy, what about you? He said, no, I never got vaccinated because I listened to your radio show. Thank you, Wayne. You saved my life. That's what I try and do every single day on this show. But I don't do it the way liberals do it or government does it, with a gun to your head. If you want to get vaccinated, get vaccinated. If you don't want to get vaccinated, by all means, listen to the facts on this show and don't get vaccinated. Most of the deaths around the world now are vaccinated. The deaths are vaccinated. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year. And I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste, despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Huffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told JP he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Covet does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
All right, Wayne Ellery, welcome back to the show. Tangible Investments is a sponsor of the show. It's official. Inflation is raging, and it's only going to get worse. Inflation is awful. And, I mean, the numbers that are coming out, I just can't even believe how bad it's going to get with groceries, with gasoline, with home heating fuel. It's just awful. And what most people don't know, it's actually much worse than it looks. Inflation's not 8%, 9%, 10%. It's actually about 20% or higher. Because most of the things that really matter are not included in the inflation index. But what can you do about it? You can protect your family and your assets with gold and silver and other hard assets. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years experience and billions of dollars in transactions under their belt. They guarantee you, when you mention war, Wayne Alaroot, they guarantee you the best prices in the country and the best customer service. Tangible Investments, call them at 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441, or go to TII1.com. And perfect timing, the next story I've got in my little pile here. I have this giant pile of articles. Joe Biden says to expect real food shortages in Europe and the United States. He took questions and was asked about potential food shortages, and he said there will be food shortages in the United States and Europe. But again, he blames Putin. He always blames Putin. And a few days ago, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki warned there will be global food shortages. But again, blamed Russia. And the war in Ukraine, that's not the reason. That's going to help. There's no question about that. I can't deny that. You know, Ukraine is the breadbasket of the world. Russia is the breadbasket of the world. They produce so many of the grains, and Russia produces most of the fertilizer. So obviously we're getting ourselves in big trouble here by opposing Russia and by in any way, shape, or form, encouraging World War III. But having said all that, this was all happening the minute Biden took office. Under Trump, nothing. Under Biden, everything goes wrong. You know, this is what this really comes down to, as I always argued. And it's real hard for any liberal to ever call me racist. Because I grew up, going to all-black schools. I was in a majority black town. And many of my best friends growing up were black. And it's just impossible to say Wainwright's a racist. Because I loved my black friends. This is all total BS. But I've always said that if you choose employees just because they're black to fill a quota or affirmative action, your company will go bankrupt. You don't want to pick someone because they're black. You want to pick someone because they're talented. And if the black guy is more talented than the white guy, I'll take the black guy. If a black woman who's a lesbian is more talented than a white guy, I'll take the black female lesbian. That's how a businessman thinks. But if you just hire everyone in your firm to be a minority just because they show up for a job and they're a minority, and you turn down a bunch of really smart, brilliant, great salesmen because they're white, you're an idiot. And it's happening in every aspect of our society. Look at the Oscars. There's now a quota system that threatens to tear the Oscars apart. Now, this is a 21-page article, so I didn't get a chance to read it all, but it's all about diversity and inclusion. I hate the way these people talk. Diversity and equity and inclusion and organic, it's an organic component of what we set out to achieve. Whenever you hear someone talking about that, they're a total BS artist, and they don't know anything about anything, and they've been brainwashed at some communist Ivy League school by a communist brain-dead professor who's never made any money or any success in the real world. That's why they run to academia. These guys have never in their lives done anything successful, so they run to academia and teach a course. You know, what's that famous saying? Those who can do, those who can't teach. Well, in college, when it comes to economics, that's totally true. And so they teach you that everything's about equity. Everything's got to be fair. No, it doesn't. There is no fair in this world. Some people are going to get rich. Some are going to get upper middle class. Some are going to become billionaires. Some are going to fall by the wayside. It's about how smart you are and how quick you are under pressure, how you react to pressure, how creative you are. If you don't have talent, you will sink to the bottom. If you have talent, you will rise to the top. That's what's always made America great. And the 80-20 rule has always made America great. 80% of your customers are just kind of there, and you could basically ignore them. I mean, you should be nice to every customer, but you don't have to do anything special for them. But the 20% at the top will make you rich, and you've got to wine them and dine them and take them to your country club and take them out to dinner and take them out to lunch and send flowers on their anniversary and on their birthday, send them a gift. The 80-20 rule, the 20% matter. Same thing in society. The 20% create all the jobs.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United Nations says it has obtained satellite information of a mass grave in a Ukrainian city. A UN official saying the estimated number of bodies in the grave in Mariupol is about 200. That same official said the death rate in the city has increased due to lack of food, electricity, and water. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said on Friday the United States should have moved faster toward renewable energy sources and that if we had done so, the country would be in a better position to address climate change and national security. Yellen also dismisses high gas prices, saying they have been higher.
They're not as high in real terms as they were earlier in this century. It's conceivable that they could move higher.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back to the show. The Root
Ruth, the Root, the Root's on fire. Just back from my honeymoon at Mar-a-Lago with President Trump. If you did not hear my commentary in hour number one, stay tuned for hour number three, because you will hear it again. And I'll give you a little taste of what Mar-a-Lago was about and what I found when I spent a little bit of time with President Trump and when I observed him meeting with some of the biggest names in Republican politics right around me and watched how he treated them and how they treated him. Just a interesting way to look at what's going on today, but Trump is back bigger and better than ever before. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Energized Health. John and Chelsea Jubilee are Energized Health. They are the owners of the company. Energized Health changed my life. 16 months after starting on Energized Health, I looked the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. All the big results were in the first 88 days. I lost 25 pounds of fat, mostly inner body visceral fat that you don't even know is on you. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and it's made such a big difference in my life that when I was introduced at the Palm Beach Republican Lincoln Day event, and they introduced Mark Levin and President Trump and United States Senators Scott and Rubio and Governor DeSantis and Wayne Root, I got introduced to the whole crowd and ran in and high-fived everybody. It was very cool. Quite a few people came up to me and said, "We know you. We love you. We follow you. You look like a different person. What are you doing?" And I said, "Energized Health. That's what it is." John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. That's credibility. No one else has the science of inner body hydration, and it's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. And right now, they're giving you 40% off if you're a fan of Wayne Allyn Root. Just mention WAR. Wayne Allyn Root, you get the 40% off decisive action discount. Take action now and get 40% off. Call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895. All right, so there is a great candidate for governor in this state by the name of Joey Gilbert, and some experts out there believe that he has a great chance to pull an upset against Joe Lombardo, and we wanted to talk to him. Joey Gilbert is a Republican candidate for governor of Nevada. He's an attorney in Reno. His practice is Joey Gilbert Law, and he was fantastic with our listeners because whenever people had COVID and they wanted to fight COVID mandates, or they wanted to get ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, or they wanted to reopen their business, or they wanted to go back to church, Joey was willing to take their cases and sue the governor, and he was successful in getting everybody back to church and getting the churches back opened again. He's a really good guy. We got him with us. Joey Gilbert, how are you?
Well, hey, thanks so much, man. I'm doing great. I'm actually in Elko, Nevada tonight for the Lincoln Day dinner.
Oh, there you go. I was at the Palm Beach Lincoln dinner in Florida, and you're at the Elko one. I don't think the Elko one's going to have the star-studded artillery that the one in Palm Beach had. It's hard to believe that one county in Florida had President Trump and two U.S. senators and the governor of the state and the attorney general of the state and Mark Levin and Wayne Root in attendance. Not too shabby. Pretty cool.
That's a heck of a roster for a Lincoln Day dinner, man.
It is. It was unbelievable. So let's talk for a minute about recent polls, because although the polls showed Lombardo was leading, you are in the top three, and bang for the buck. I mean, Lombardo has millions of dollars, and you have very small amounts of money compared to Joe Lombardo, and yet you're hanging in there, and that's only if you assume these polls are correct. I know there's been many, many polls, straw polls, taken at Republican events, and you've dominated those, not coming in the top three, winning them like 50-5. So what's the dichotomy, you think, between a poll of the average person and a straw poll at a major GOP event where you seem to thrive?
Well, you know, first of all, Wayne, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it so much, and I love the fact that your listeners are so receptive to all this. But I don't buy any of the polls nonsense either, because if you remember, our president was down by 10 points in states he won by 10, and it's all a game. They've got their pick candidates. They know a red wave is coming, and I like to say this all the time. It's not a red wave. It's a freedom wave. People are done with the nonsense, so that's what you're seeing, and it's not just beating these guys by a few points. It's 47 votes to 3 votes. It's 47 votes to 6 votes. It's 41 votes to 9 votes. I mean, to the next guy. And this isn't just one county. This is 3 and 4 and 5 counties. So
let me point
I think
people,
we're doing fantastic. I don't for one second. But I also don't take it for granted. I'm going to keep swinging. I'm going to fight. This, to me, this is a 12-round title fight. We're in the eighth round. You know, we're going to bang the body and hurt this guy, and we're going to try and take him out. I'd love, you know, to get a KO. But if the referee wants to stop the fight, if we have to get him at the ballot box, that's great. But we're just going to keep hitting these guys. And, again, I'm the freedom of choice candidate. I'm the one that stood up for everybody and fought to get our schools, churches, businesses open. And people, I think, recognize that. And so every day of the fight, taking nothing for granted, and just going to keep slugging.
Yeah, I want to make sure everybody knows. I was trying to interrupt you, but you didn't hear me. Just to make sure everybody understands, when you gave those numbers, 41-7 and 43-5 and 44-3, those were the gigantic landslides that Joey won straw polls at major Republican county events where they held a straw poll around the state of Nevada in the last few weeks. Every time they have a big meeting of the Elko GOP, the Clark County GOP, the Wasatch GOP, whatever it is, whatever county you're talking about, they have a straw poll after all the candidates debate or appear and shake hands and give speeches, and Joey is dominating among the people who are the party activists. So that's not the same as a poll of the generic public, and you've done really well with the activists. So the activists who are real conservatives obviously appreciate you, Joey. So you, when you're winning 41-3, you're obviously creaming the leader that everyone thinks is guaranteed to win, Joe Lombardo. Why do you think people are voting 41-3 for you over a Joe Lombardo?
Dwayne, it's so simple, man. I'm the America choice, the Trump from the jump candidate, always have been. I've been the, you know, like I said, the anti-mandate, and not just talking about it. All these other guys talk about what they're going to do when they get in office. I've been doing it for 2 years. I've been pushing back, calling out the election fraud. When Joe Lombardo takes the podium and people ask him if there was election fraud, and he says not to his knowledge, when they ask him if President Biden was duly elected and he says yes, that's a big problem in this Republican primary. People aren't stupid. They know what happened. They know that the greatest president of our lifetime had the election stolen from him. And I'm going to stand up for our president. I'm going to stand up for our people. But I'm also, like, I look at myself as the Ron DeSantis of the West. We're going to fix the schools. We're going to fix the economy. You know, we're going to fix the crime problem, the sanctuary city problem in Vegas. I'm the guy that's going to, you know, bring real solutions. I already have, and I'm going to get it done. And I think people know that.
Well, and when I was at the Lincoln Day dinner in Palm Beach, Florida, which was last Friday night, and it was great of them to ask me to be introduced to the crowd, run in, you know, high-five everyone. That's all well and cool. But I sat there and I really listened to the speeches. And Ron DeSantis gave a barn burner of a speech. And one of the things he said is, you're not going to be a man in my state and take away a place for a scholarship for a girl in girls' sports. You're not going to be a man in my state and win the women's wrestling or the women's volleyball or the women's softball. You're not going to win the women's swimming. I'm not going to allow men to act like women and take away women's opportunities and women's awards. It's not right, and it's not going to happen in Florida. So, I mean, that's the type of language that every conservative wants to hear. And the scaredy cat, front runner type candidates who are always establishment and always, you know, kind of D.C. swamp and rhino candidates, they won't say that. They're afraid of offending three transsexuals instead of worried about offending 10,000 parents versus three transsexuals. It makes no sense to me, Joey.
No, and how about our women? Look at what we've done with women's sports. I got an 11-year-old daughter who busts her butt every day to be one of the greatest tennis players, greatest jiu-jitsu. She skis. How unfair would that be to her? So people love that because that's the first thing I do. I say, look, CRT is scratching the surface. But this transgender indoctrination agenda, the social justice programming, brainwashing, it's all gone. It's all gone in Nevada, whether it's day one or whatever, by whatever means necessary. You know, a red wave is coming. I'll have, you know, a veto power. They're not going to have the two-thirds, you know, majority to usurp the veto. So I'll tell you right now, we're going to fix it. I'm talking exactly like Ron DeSantis, and that's what people want to hear. They want freedom, and they want equality, and they don't want to see this nonsense where they've got guys competing in women's sports. It's just insanity.
And DeSantis was willing to say out loud, I can't remember the exact words. Obviously, it was last Friday, and I met 1,000 people and listened to a lot of speeches and a lot of things over 7 days and spent time with President Trump. And so I can't remember the exact words, but I believe DeSantis was bold enough to say something to the effect of, you know, I don't listen to anything Fauci has to say. I do the opposite of anything Fauci does. He should be in prison. I believe he actually said that. And that's the kind of bold words we need from a governor or a senator, and yet most of them on the Republican side are afraid of their own shadow, Joey. That's the problem.
Well, Wayne, I'm going to send you into golf just so you can see it. My interview with News Channel 4 in Reno, and they said, so you've been calling for Anthony Fauci to be put in prison. I said, absolutely. The man committed crimes against humanity. I never listened to a thing the guy said. As a matter of fact, I'm not no longer just a board member of America's Frontline Doctors. I'm chairman of the board. We've been fighting Fauci. I personally sued this guy, right? We've sued him, the NIH, the CDC. We don't listen to anything this clown says. And he should be in prison. He should at least be investigated, charged, and they should do whatever. He needs to be held accountable for the pain and the suffering and the death he caused across this country.
Hey, Joey, the music's on. Normally we say goodbye, but can you hang through the break and I'll bring you out on the other side to finish this up?
Oh, absolutely, Wayne. Thank you so much.
Yeah, there's a bunch of things I want to talk to you about. So Joey Gilbert, Republican candidate for governor of Nevada, attorney in Reno, his practice is Joey Gilbert Law. He is a fighter. He is a slugger. I think I'm telling you, when this is all over, win or lose, even if you are governor Joey Gilbert, or if you're not governor Joey Gilbert, either way, I think we should have a night of boxing in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand, Republicans against Democrats, and you and I should be a tag team and take on the Democrats. I'm telling you, I'm ready to go, Joey. I'll need a little tutoring from you. I'm not a professional boxer, but I kicked some ass in high school, and I'm telling you, you and I should take on these losers who don't know if they're men or women. I'll be right back. Wayne on the Root. More with Joey Gilbert. It's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water projects? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades. decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, very funny, Chris, very funny.
I'm going to get in the ring. I'm going to do it for Adrian.
That's Joey Gilbert crapping thunder. Joey, we're going to get in the ring and we're going to kick the liberals' asses. All right, I wanted to mention a couple things before I get back to Joey. This is Wayne Allyn Root, by the way, the Root's on fire. And I want to mention my War Raw podcast 7 days a week. Go check it out. You can download it at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, Spreaker, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. And I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, AmioLife.com. You know I value my health, and I love patriotic companies, and one of my favorites is Amio Life. They join me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day. It's a liquid solution, and I drink it 3 times a day, and I gargle with their natural silver mouthwash, and I use their silver gel on my face each night, and I suck on their silver lozenges all throughout this show to keep my voice alive. It's all part of my daily wellness routine, and now they're giving you a 30% discount to kind of, you know, make up for inflation that's hitting so hard on the middle class. I asked them to give my listeners a 30% discount, and they agreed. Thank you, Amio Life. Visit AmioLife.com. Use the promo code WAR30 to get 30% off, or give them a call at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Remember to say Route 30 and get 30% off, 800-422-8148. All right, we're back with Joey Gilbert running for governor of Nevada. He is the underdog. I'm sure he likes being the underdog. I know I've always liked being an underdog. I don't think that Joe Lombardi or anyone took him seriously. And most of the polls show him hanging in there with a chance to pull one of the biggest upsets in the United States of America. And he fancies himself the Trump candidate, and we got him with us. Hey, Joey, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back on, Wayne. Appreciate you keeping me on.
Yeah, so I think it was a great thing for you that Michelle Fiore dropped out of the governor's race and she's now running for treasurer because I think she's got an open road now to win the treasurer nomination, and I think she will help you in the governor's race because I think you two were splitting the same kind of voter. What's your thought on Michelle dropping out?
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, you know probably as much about this game as anybody. It was very important. It was critical. We were splitting some votes. I do believe no matter what, you know, like I said to Michelle, I've got these rural counties. I've got patriots. You know, there's that freedom movement people have never seen before. But absolutely no doubt it helps me. Michelle's going to be fantastic at treasurer. I'm going to endorse her. Hopefully she'll do the same for me. We talked about that early on. But I think she'll do fantastic. And I want a great team around me. And look, you know, unless you visualize it, unless you see it happening, it doesn't happen. So I see myself winning this thing. I want to put the smartest, brightest, talented folks around me, both from the business sector and the private sector, and come in here and try and do a bang-up job for the people in Nevada. So I'm elated that Michelle stepped out, and I think it can only help me. And it doesn't help Lombardo at all. It helps me.
All right, what about Governor Steve Sisolak? He's taking credit for helping small business. How do you feel about that?
I mean, the guy's just a lying scumbag. I mean, he's a typical, you know, come out and just say a complete no. I mean, that was painful. That was like nails on a chalkboard. It was like a slap across the face against the mom and pops, all of us businesses that lost. For him to come out and say he was anything besides a complete disaster and an absolute menace to small business. I mean, own what you did, Steve. At least say, you know what, maybe I was a little overprotected, whatever it was. But everyone's tired of these corrupt career scumbag politicians. I know I am, and I couldn't believe that address. You know, just the audacity of these guys to come out and act like he didn't destroy a state. Worse than unemployment, worse than inflation, worse schools, and the worst in election integrity. And he's out there talking about what he did for small business. Like, give me a break.
What about that guy, Joey? I don't know the guy's name, but he met Sisolak in a Mexican restaurant in Las Vegas, and he just unleashed a verbal assault on Sisolak that I think Sisolak deserved. I probably wouldn't have used those exact words in person in front of families and kids, et cetera, et cetera. I would have toned it back a little bit, but it's more important. My father taught me actions are more important than words. He didn't hurt Sisolak. He didn't punch Sisolak. He didn't threaten to assault Sisolak. He just told him off and said, you're a bad guy. Now look at what Sisolak did. Sisolak got people dead because he banned hydroxychloroquine. So I think he deserved it, all things considered, even if I wouldn't have used those exact words. Your thoughts?
My thoughts is it was the absolute right thing to do. That guy deserved it. He didn't know that Sisolak had a kid in there with him, his daughter with him. I agree with you. There were certain things, you know, once I saw, you know, his wife looked a little fearful. I could understand that, but as soon as he saw that his daughter was there, he immediately turned around. I can't think of a more deserving human being on this earth than Steve Sisolak to take that kind of tongue lashing. And when you think about the kids, highest per capita suicides in the nation, the loved ones that died in hospitals alone, sedated, isolated, ventilated, and then again, the businesses that got closed, you know what? That man deserved it, and I thought it was fantastic. I'll never back down from that, because you know what? When Maxine Waters was saying to go do it, and I mean, I've had people yell at me. I saw what happened to President Trump's administration, you know, people from his administration. You know what? That's what happens, you know, and Steve Sisolak deserved every bit of that, and I'm just glad nothing happened, although I know who that Justin guy is. He was never going to touch him, never got physical, and you and I both agree maybe some certain things shouldn't have been said, but no, there was no more deserving human being on this planet than Steve Sisolak to be put in his place for the destruction and damage he did to this state.
All right, Joey, we're on the run. Hour number three coming up. Joey Gilbert, Republican candidate, governor of Nevada. Help him, support him, fight for him. He's fighting for you. Joey, thank you. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.